Romeo, O Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Guess that play. You guys know it? What is it? Romeo and Juliet. Excellent. Have you read it? No, not yet. Will you? Before you graduate from high school, are you going to read it? No. Oh, what a miserable existence. Do you have to read Romeo and Juliet in school? You familiar with it? I had to read it too. And while you were reading it, did you say to yourself, same thing I said? Why are we reading this garbage? Never gonna use it. Well, I had to read it. So I'm gonna use it. You never know when it might come in handy. Better read it. Romeo and Juliet, classic love story. Story of two kids falling in love. Families don't want them to be together. It is a classic. And classics are classics because they are able to articulate something of the human condition. Able to make sense and speak to all of us about what it is to be human. In this case, love. Fervent, passionate, abiding, undying love, burning love. But it's called the tragedy of Romeo and Juliet, not the comedy of Romeo and Juliet, the tragedy. It speaks about the pain of love. Love can be painful. That deep burning love can bring pain. Anyway, the first reading, Jeremiah, reminds me a lot about Romeo and Juliet. I mean, he's young. He is in love. But it's hard. It's painful. He's confused. He's hurting. He feels betrayed. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to run away, but he can't. Wants to separate himself, but he's always drawn back. Listen to the way he describes it. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You were too strong for me, and you triumphed. You duped me, O Lord. That's how we translate it this morning in the New American Bible. New Revised Standard, you enticed me, O Lord. The Jerusalem Bible, you seduced me, O Lord, and I let myself be seduced. You recognize that language? If I'm not mistaken, that is romantic language. It is the language of love. Jeremiah has this love affair with God. And yet, it hurts. He's been ostracized. They're hunting him down. He may lose his life, all because of this relationship with God. This relationship, this love, it is hurting him. It's confusing him. He feels betrayed. He feels lost. Reminds me of a good old country boy coming in and meeting up with a big city girl and then just having his heart ripped out, trampled underfoot. Just the pain of a burning love. Love does hurt. And I know all of you know the pain of love. not just romantic love, but deep, abiding love that we have for family members, that deep love that we have for friends. We hurt when they hurt. We struggle when they struggle. We're joyful when they are joyful. We love them with love beyond all telling. And we're crushed when it's not returned. We pine for them and want the best for them. We plead for them. Our very being is for them. And that kind of love can be very, very painful. Jeremiah knows that pain. He's hurting. Feels betrayed, he's struggling. But more than anything else, the boy is in love. Listen to the way he describes it. When I speak, I must cry out. Violence, outrage is my message, the word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all my days. I say to myself, his name I will not mention. In his name I will no longer speak. But then, it's like a fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary trying to hold it in. I can no longer endure it. My friends, the boy has it bad. He is in love with God. It is a love that is painful. It is a love that hurts, but it is a deep, burning love. It is a love the words themselves put Romeo and Juliet and any of Shakespeare's sonnets to shame. It is an intense love, but it is a painful love. And if you know what that love is all about, if you know the pain of love, then you know what is in the heart of God for each and every one of us. If you know that love, then you know what the cost of discipleship is. If you know that love, then you know what Jesus means when he says, where those who wish to save their lives will lose it. But he who loses his life for the sake of the kingdom, for my name, will find it.